The Holy Ghost is here, ready to fill our soul. Are you ready for the filling? Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the healing? Ay, my God, my God, my God.
Fill me, Jesus, fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
And sisters, praise God. Father God, I apply your blood this morning over every person under the sound of my voice. I apply your blood over myself, my ministry. I am going to expose a work of the devil this morning as soon as I get the speaker back up. I don't teach much on thought forms. And the reason I don't teach much, well, I don't know if I really have taught on thought forms, but another person and I were doing some work on thought forms. And I kind of put it off like I do sometimes because I didn't fully understand how thought forms work. But I know and I knew that thought forms are important. But I didn't know the real damage that they could do. And I didn't know the nature and how witchcraft is really, really used, how thought forms are really used in witchcraft. And I'm going to play this music, but I'm not exactly certain how I'm going to do this deliverance just yet. Now, some things, not all things, most things come to people that walk in the Spirit from Jesus by way of the Holy Ghost. But it's already in the plan of God. Hear me this morning. And I love solving mysteries. I mean, I think if I hadn't been called to what I was called to, I would have been a detective, because I love solving mysteries. And that's a lot of what 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 is about, the hidden things. And you see, Jesus wants us to depend on him as our source. But he also wants us to honor and respect him in other people. And so, as a matter of fact, he commands us to do that. The people that work on the dark side, they don't honor and respect anybody but themselves, because their ultimate goal is to be God. Okay, and act in the manner of God. So, therefore, that's what they do. So I had to take my speaker down this morning because I noticed that it wasn't working right. I don't know if it's working right now, but I'm going to do some deliverance this morning because that angel came. Now, the angel been here, make no mistake about it, but it wasn't saying anything. It wasn't saying anything. It was just kind of like observing, I guess. That's the only way I could try to figure this out, that the angel was observing. I kind of got it back, and maybe. Maybe I'll have it back in a minute. I really can't tell. But whoever got into disabling my equipment, it came in on the speaker, and they used Jessica's the computer. Yes, the computer is hacked. But they also hacked a lot of other, they went on the streaker and they disabled several of you. I didn't know anything about it because I didn't know how it was done. And I didn't know the purpose. So I might have to just put this speaker down, and I might have to finish this deliverance on my private line. Because I know it's witches on here listening right now, and they don't know what I know, and they won't know what I know unless I tell them publicly. So maybe God is trying to tell me this morning, just let it go. Once again, I tested it. The speaker is not functioning. So that's the way they coming in through the speaker. I know that. And the angel said, I know I could share this publicly. The angel said, I want you to go and look up this scripture right here. Now, the devil was mad because the word was being posted on the speaker. Okay. So then I asked the angel, I said, how were they able to form a coven and come against the ministry? He said, well, the coven was formed through Facebook. I said, Facebook? He said, yeah. He said, of them got together on Facebook, and they started talking about how much money you had and how much money they gave. And it was centered around Mammon. I said, oh, okay. Mammon, huh? He said, yeah. He said, and everybody that was in the circle, they know who they are. I said, well, why did you wait so long to tell me about this? He said, because God wouldn't allow me to tell you until it played out. Because God was testing your faith. Would you stand? Could you stand? And could you fight on four fronts at the same time, knowing that God was fighting for you? I said, okay. Now, I had a couple of specific assignments that I was helping some people. And then God said, and then I gave you the 8-day miracle assignment because it's time to establish your ministry. As your ministry, you've been faithful, and you brought people to our Father. And that angel said, our Father. When that angel said, our Father, it was like, I don't know, a light went off, something. But for 3 or 4 days, I had been watching demons watching me. And the Lord said, I'm going to fight for you. Watch. I just began to watch God, and I began to have a couple of conversations, and I began to stay in the work God had given me to do. Because I'm sitting here just like some of you, except that I recognize it, and I operate in that manner. What you mean? I don't do anything except God tell me. I'm not moved by people. I'm not moved by money. I'm not moved by lack. And I'm not moved by luxuriousness or lavishness. I'm not moved by that, but I'm moved by God. So the angel said, this is where you're going to start. He said, you're going to start with 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I said, okay. Now, I used to have this scripture posted in a frame in my house. And I always have this scripture posted in a frame in my healing homes. But you see, God is so creative. Creative. God said, "For," and then this was the second one, which the Holy Spirit, this one came out of my spirit. The first one, the angel gave me. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then the Holy Spirit gave me this one, Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. I said, okay. And the angel said, you're not going to fully understand this next one on the first read. He said, but put it in the atmosphere anyway. He said, you've been coming against. And then he stopped. He said, what has been coming against you is the manifestation of thought forms. He said, there are thought forms that are unloosed through anger. There are thought forms that are unloosed through, especially through jealousy and envy. He said, but do you know where the strongest thought forms come from? And I said, no. I said, because I never did finish the book I started on the thought forms, because I was working with that with somebody else, and I laid it aside. He said, the strongest thought forms come from resentment. He said, because resentment is one of the strongest forms of anger. He said, and that's the same book you wrote that God put in the hands of the Fraternal Order of Police, and it's coming out in two months. He said, did you go back and read it? I said, I glanced over it, but I thought I knew it. He said, you knew it from the level that you knew at that time. He said, now, you need to update that. And the Holy Spirit is going to work with you. I said, okay. He said, now you're not going to get this until after you study it more. He said, but I'm going to highlight some of it for you. And that angel read out of himself. He didn't need no Bible. He didn't need no. He read it out of himself. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. Then the angel said, like illuminated. These words like just appeared and illuminated. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Illuminated these words right here. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God had put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And then that angel light went out. It went off the words. And so I said, okay. And he said, you know what came up out of the pit. And I said, I do. Yeah. He said, now what you got to do is you're going to have to remember that Jesus said, this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of all mankind. Brothers and sisters, the words that you speak and the thoughts that you think have power and authority on this earth. The people you come around and what you let in your eye gate, ear gate, the gate that you touch things with, your sense of touch, all have authority on this earth realm. Unless they are filled with God and remain filled with God as your central focus, the enemy knows how to utilize what you have better than you do. I was wondering why God made me that upset. And I was wondering what happened. Because I knew God was in it, but I didn't know how it was working. And based upon who I see on this blog talk here this morning, I'm going to do this deliverance. I'm going to break the power that was unloosed. It was unloosed through direct manipulation of the devil. It was unloosed by people coming around you and you don't know the hidden agenda or what's in their heart, and you can't know. You cannot know unless God gives it to you. You cannot know. But it only takes one person to open the door to Satan around you, and you come into agreement with them on anything, that your will can be bent. And not only can your will be bent, but demons can walk through doors. Remember what God told Satan? And I have been ministering this stuff up. Well, a website was put up, a podcast, and the vernacular of the podcast was something, I don't have it, but God made me look it up, and I noticed that it was put up in a transverse way. Okay, and so I'm looking at this website, and I'm saying, what is wrong here? And if I can find, I don't know if it's still up, but I'm going to tell you what was wrong. And I'm going to tell you how a curse was unloosed by the devil because of, here it is. It said, this is what it said. It said, is witchcraft in the Bible? And then it said, is witchcraft in the Bible? And it says, can you be cursed by God? In one sentence, can you be cursed by God? Is witchcraft in the Bible? That sounds like the website of a Satanist, a witch, or an atheist. That sounds like, because right here, is witchcraft in the Bible? Can you be cursed by God? ? Is witchcraft in the Bible? That means I could be sanctioning it, or I could be coming against it because I make no position. And then it says, can you be cursed by God? Which opened the door for all kind of curses on the person that put it up there. It opened the door for the person who put it up there to come into agreement with witchcraft. And if there's any witchcraft, I don't know what it said, but the very title, opens the door. And Satan knew it. He knew it. And he also knew that when the person put it up there, they had to have been thinking about it, because in order to write the script to come on there, the door was open right then and there. As they were thinking about it, they came in contact with unclean spirits, unclean thoughts. Was it intentional? not by them, but it was intentional by the devil. The devil knew. You see, brothers and sisters, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Well, thought forms take on life from the thoughts that you think, from the things that you allow in your eye gate, your ear gate, your sense gate, from the transference of spirits that you allow around you. Except the Lord gives you heightened gifting through the discerning of spirits, and you and except you really keep yourself under the blood, keep your words and keep your company, God knows you're going to witness to devils and demons, but God also knows that you cannot be lazy. You got to, if you witness to somebody, you got to keep yourself under the blood. You got to keep your mind on Jesus and not on, and let me tell you this. As I was going through this and with God this week, God said, you know, Erica, you haven't taught about fake deliverance either. How people can be in the a company and think that when they just say go, because words have authority, and people start coughing, he said that ain't always deliverance. People can go and people can be, the demons in the people can become so familiar through familiar spirits that they're not receiving any deliverance. They just coughing by habit because they think that the cough is the manifestation of the power of God. Let me tell you something this morning. There is something called fake deliverance. When you cough, it is not, you ain't coughing up no demons. You coughing because demons build nests in human bodies. And those areas become unclean. Pneuma, breath. Demons come out on a breath. And when demons come out on a breath, everything in and around that unclean area should and is supposed to come up and out with them. Not always the case. When people become habit formed, when deliverance becomes habit formed, and people say, cough, you and the devil, the witches, the devils, and the demons, understand all this. They understand it. And some of you have been out here telling people to cough, and you've been leading them in fake deliverance. It is Jesus who delivers. And some of you can lead, you can put a demon in a person just as fast as you can get a demon out of a person. Because except the Lord build a house, they that build it laboreth in vain. Except Jesus deliver a person, no deliverance is taking place. And what you're doing then is you yourself are spreading familiar spirits. You yourself, Satan will use you to put a demon from you in a person, and then you take cough, and counterfeit deliverance takes place. I think I'm going to do this deliverance tonight. This is what I'm saying to you. I have another line. It is private. I haven't even used it yet because God didn't tell me to. God has not instructed me to use it yet because too many things were going on. Too many people were trying to sabotage me from the north, the south, the east, the west. And God told me, you just stand. I don't want you to go nowhere. I don't want you to take a vacation. All I want you to do is stand. stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord take place. Some people thought, oh, well, she ain't moving fast enough for me, or I know what she's doing. Except the Lord told you what he's doing, then he told you more than he told me, because he didn't even tell me. He told me, stand still and serve me. Just stand still and watch what I'm doing. You need to confess your self-serving self as sin. Some of you had demons. I told you you had demons. I told you you had altars. And you didn't even do anything about it. If you would have went to God and said, God, deliver me for real. But because you play this look and see. Oh, whatever I see, I can do. Wrong. Whatever I see somebody else do, I can do. Oh, I get my leading from what I see. That's called being carnal, fleshly. That's called being self-serving. And some of you done tipped over into some little witch covens that you done created. Because you went and you had to find some like-minded people. But understand this. God told me to just stand still. Stand still, pray. Now, when God tells you to stand still, that doesn't mean shut the world out. That does not mean do nothing. That means you petition him and you wait until he gives you your answer. But while you're waiting, like me, I reconfigured my studio. And I realized that somebody was hacking me. And it had to have been somebody through this line. I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm going to do a deliverance this evening, but it won't be public. I'm going to begin to do just like Jesus, as best I can. Jesus taught in parables, and Jesus took the 12 aside, and he began to explain to them independently what was going on. This is why periodically I have to get offline, because the devil will put witches to study what God has given me. The devil done had witches studying deliverance so much that they offer deliverance. They've been offering it. It's false. It's counterfeit. And if you have been doing it and not being led by God, you have tapped over into witchcraft. That's all I have to say. If you want to be, and listen, I'm standing, and God is showing me how to stand and increase and move as I'm standing. You've been hit by the devourer, and he is trying to devour you, your virtue, your anointing, and everything else. And he's doing it in such a slick way. He's using witches. He's using witchcraft. And some of you are giving in to it. And you have given in to it. You see, when the rubber meets the road, that's when you stand. You know what? The devil gonna tear you up, you isolate. Because that's the whole purpose of what he was doing. To get you away from the anointing and the power and the person, me, that's anointed to destroy the works of the devil and to tear down the stronghold of witchcraft. Now, the person that got that website up, you get that off of there right away. Come out of agreement. Witchcraft has destroyed so many of your lives. Witchcraft is the reason you're broke and you coming in agreement with poverty. Not me. I don't care who comes into agreement with the devil and witches and witchcraft. Not me and not this ministry. Never. It is vile. It is deadly. Witches don't have to kill you in the flesh, man. All they got to do is cause you to bend your will. All they got you to do is let them have a snippet in your mind. The Bible says, Satan says, Jesus says about Satan, he'll take your mind captive. Not mine. Never happened. I'm going to leave here, out of here, going to heaven, displaying the spoils, the souls won, the souls freed, the souls liberated and empowered over all the works of the devil, and the number one work being witchcraft. Jesus said, this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of sins of all mankind. The Bible says Jesus is the propitiation of our sins. Witchcraft in any shape, form, or fashion. But always remember, Satan is subtle, crafty, and cunning. He'll draw back in your family line 20 generations, if he has to find somebody even during medieval times that came into agreement with him with witchcraft. If you desire, don't come, don't, if you desire to be in that integrated healing prayer, drawing the works of witchcraft, hidden, 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, that is tearing you down. And if you have gone to God and confessed your sins of resentment, envy, and jealousy, covetousness. Oh, and by the way, let me tell you, those of you that got together and was discussing how much money I have a whole lot of money. I got money coming from the left, the right, the north, the south. I got money coming from the sea. I got money coming from hidden treasures. I got so much money. I have inherited money. I have money that I work for. I got hidden riches in secret places. Let me answer that for you. And I don't have a penny of curse money. Because once it hits my hands, it becomes blessed. I hope I answered your question. You can, let me find a safe email. If you text me at 843-217-2246. I'm going to do a private deliverance in just about, what time is it? I think I'll do it at high noon. At high noon, you're going to see Erica Joseph Shepherd come out of shoot number one, riding that bull called Satan, the devil, riding him to defeat. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to fight that devil that ain't never seen a cowboy in a suit of armor. But I'm going to suit up in the whole armor of God. I'm going to ride that bull. And I'm going to win in this battle. And let me tell you this. I have my own anointing. I have my own authority and commission from God to do it. And it will be done today. Because it's already been accomplished in heaven by Jesus. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to join in Jesus' work that was finished on Calvary. But I'm going to destroy the works of the devil that's been set charge against me, my ministry, and God's believers that are with me in one heart, in one mind, to destroy the spirits, plural, of witchcraft. Did you get that? And again, those of you that was discussing my money, I thought you knew my daddy. My daddy has the cattle on 1,000 hills. My daddy owns the silver. My daddy owns the gold. And the earth is his. And the power thereof, his own Holy Spirit that works in me. I gave you the number. I'm not repeating it. If you would like to be. And another thing. God don't throw nobody on nobody. I don't have to minister to you. And you don't have to sit under my ministry. If it's too tough for you, go find a softer one. Coming out of shoot number one. Erica Joseph Shepherd. Dr. Erica Joseph Shepherd, in case you forgot.